Psalm 134, starting after Psalm 119, starting with Psalm 120. These are the songs of ascent. They were songs of degrees that children of Israel would sing on the way up to Jerusalem, and especially during the feast. And sometimes this little brain I've got has a hard time remembering those feasts, but you had the Feast of the Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Harvest there. And there were other feasts as well. There were the three major feasts that took place through the year, and they looked forward to going. I mean, years ago, I can remember how folks would look forward to something like the county fair. It was just a big gathering. Lots of times there was competitions, who could make the best pickles and who could make the best apple butter. I just like tasting it, amen. Not the pickles. I don't know why anybody would want to ruin a good cucumber. But anyway, I'm weird that way. I like ketchup, but I don't like Maters, amen. Every once in a while. Now, the Pals Mater, I don't know what it is about the Pals Mater. There's something about the hamburger covers it up or something, because I can dig right into that, and it doesn't bother me a bit. But anyway, I could imagine this gathering. It was a spiritual gathering. They were going up to remember the goodness of God, and it would do us well, wouldn't it, to remember how good God's been to us. Every one of us got heartaches. They're fixing to be over. I said they're fixing to be over. Where I'm going, there won't be any more heartache. There won't be any more burdens. And until then, the songwriter said, my heart's going to go on singing by the grace of God. Amen. I don't want my harp on the willow. I told my wife coming to church tonight, I said, honey, that song that we listened to, I think it was last Wednesday night, Brother Richard, I asked him to play it, God's Word Will Stand. That thing just rolls over and over and over in my mind. There's a whole lot going down, but God's Word ain't going down. And God's church ain't going down. We're going up. Amen. And God's Word will stand. I really appreciate you being here tonight. This is a short psalm, the last one. I was counting a moment ago. I'm not real good at math, but is there 15 of these? Is there 15 since you count 120, or is there 14? I counted 15 twice, I thought. Is that right? If you count 120 as well, is that right? I'm talking to the math teacher now. She's nodding her little head up and down, so that means that's right. Amen. I counted it frontwards and backwards, Brother Steve, and I come up with 15. You know, it'd be easy to say 134 and 120. That's 14. Now, that's just the way I do math. You know what I mean? But anyway, there's 15 of them, if I counted correctly. Let's read this last one together. It starts with that word, behold, again. The psalmist and the Holy Spirit, that's what we need to remember. The Spirit of God inspired the entire Bible. He used holy men to write it down. Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But the Spirit of God said, behold, that's something I want you to see. He said, bless you the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you glad to be a servant of the Lord? I don't know of a better title. Now, being specific here, this is probably talking about the children of the Levites in the temple, and the servants of the Lord, the Bible said here, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And I'd like to title the message tonight, Blessing Him Because He's Blessing Me. Blessing Him. The first two verses has to do with God's people blessing Him. And the last verse has to do with Him blessing us. blessing God's people. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God, and thank you for your people that have gathered tonight. And Lord, I can honestly say tonight, I look forward to coming to the house of God. Lord, I don't know what I'd do tonight if they built a fence around their church. I don't know, Lord. I don't know. I don't know what that pastor's going through tonight in Canada. Pretty evident to me, Lord, that in his heart, you're bigger than they are, because he wanted to go ahead and do what was right. And Lord, I tell you, we need help. Our country, our Father, some of the things people are saying, Lord, is so ungodly. And Lord, we ask you tonight to help us. Lord, I do thank you for the Supreme Court and decisions that have been made recently, Lord. Lord, it seems like it's in favor of the freedom of religion and in favor, our Father, of the house of God. And we're grateful for that, our Lord, in favor, Lord, of the freedom of speech. But Lord, we know it's not going to be long, like Brother Steve said. Our Lord, there's going to be such a mess that people would take anybody that they thought could fix it. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, you'd help us, Lord, not to be discouraged. Lord, I admit some days I am. Not to be defeated. God, I admit some days I am. But help us, our Lord, to earnestly contend for the faith in these last days. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. And all of God's youngins said, amen. I want to break it down tonight. There's two things here we're going to look at: our blessing God, and then God blessing us. I copied some things that I think you might say, well, preacher, you know, how does God bless us? I'll get to that in a little while. How do we bless God? And I wrote these things down because I thought it was important. How do we bless God? By gratitude. You know, I believe an unthankful spirit is a sinful spirit. The Bible said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You'll notice, I won't take the time to read it tonight, but in some of the lists that Paul gives in the epistles of sin, right in the middle of that list will be the word unthankful. I believe when a believer becomes unthankful, they're going to get in trouble. It ain't going to be long and their heart's going to be cold. We're going to be like a lot of people in our nation are tonight. We're going to have our hand out and think the world owes us something. Say amen. I believe with all of my heart we're in a mess because people are not asking. Listen to me carefully. This fits with what Brother Steve preached Sunday night. People are not asking anymore, what can I do for my church? They're asking, what can my church do for me? Folks in America are no longer asking, Brother Grizzle, what can I do for my country? But what can my country do for me? And I don't believe that that is a Christian attitude. Amen? I believe if we're Christians, that we want to be servants. We want to help others. Amen? And I believe that's what it's all about. I can't wait, Brother Kenny. When I get to where I know I can't give nobody this mess, brother, we'll go see Rebecca. I prayed for her a while ago. Yeah, there's people that wouldn't give a lady like that the time of day. But I serve a Savior, say amen. It took that woman and said, where are thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. I tell you, I believe with all of my heart God wants to use his precious people. So our blessing God, we do it by gratitude. We do it by love. We do it by obedience. We do it by prayer. And we do it by praise. I want to give you something tonight. I looked up a verse of Scripture a while ago that I didn't know, kind of. I knew the one verse in Hebrews, but I didn't know the verse in Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 33, the Bible said the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride. I tell you, you get the bride and the bridegroom together, say amen. There's going to be some joy. There's going to be some gladness. The voice that of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise. Here's what I wanted to bring out tonight. The sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. You know, these Levites here that are working all night, so to speak. Beloved, I'll give you some things, but one of the greatest things they had to do was offer sacrifice. But you know, God's not looking for you and I to carry a lamb through the door tonight, because the Lamb of God died for us at Calvary. He's not looking for us to carry a turtle dove in tonight. I tell you what I do believe. I believe God is looking for some people that wouldn't be ashamed to worship him and praise him, amen, and honor him with their life. Let's look at what the Word of God is teaching. Hebrews 13 said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Watch this now. Continually. So in other words, it don't just come into the house of God, but it's something that just goes on in our life continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I've noticed through the years two things. There may be other things, but I've noticed two things. You get in a meeting where God's people begin to start thanking God, and it just seems like the Holy Ghost comes through and just blows on the whole crowd. Say amen. You get in a meeting where there's a need, and people get out their pocketbooks, and they want to give to help somebody. I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost of God, he loves for people to give. Amen. Listen, I love to give. The Bible said the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. I believe if you have to give it begrudgingly, there won't be no reward for that. Say amen. Maybe the TV evangelist will be rewarded, but that'd be all. Amen. I caught it, didn't I? Anyway, and that's why I don't want false teeth. Amen. I'm going to try to keep them, Brother Grizzle, if I can, until Jesus comes. Amen. I'll be the pitcher. I'll have to have me a catcher down in front of the communion table to throw them back. Amen. I believe with all of my heart tonight, God wants us to be giving him that praise. And I believe the reason it's called a sacrifice tonight is because the flesh wants no part of it. The flesh wants no part of serving God. The flesh wants no part of serving others. The flesh wants no part of praising God. But here in this last psalm of degree here, the song of degree, we see that God's people are blessing the Lord. I put this down because I wanted to say something about it. You know, years ago, my grandfather was pulled over in a little town called Bel Air, Maryland. That's where we lived, up in Maryland. And the officer told him, he said, sir, this is a one-way street. My grandfather looked back at him and he said, sir, I'm only going one way. But it happened to be the wrong way. Can I tell you that this psalm is pointing out to us that blessing is not a one-way street. For many believers, Brother Steve, all they're interested in is what they can get from God, what they can get to come down from God, a one-way street. But it's supposed to be both ways. Blessings going up, blessings coming down. Blessings going up, blessings coming down. And I believe with all of my heart it's important when we see that in the Word of God. I think here there's some worship, first of all, that's unseen. If you look at verse number 1, he said, bless the Lord, ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. I thought about it in this way. Beloved, listen, the people are coming to Jerusalem and the people are leaving, but there's some that are staying, and they're staying all night. You remember when Jesus many times stayed all night. He went out and prayed all night, amen?
And I believe that worship is not only what others can see. That's part of it. But I believe here pictured in the night is a worship, beloved, that others are not necessarily paying attention to. I went into a church one time, and it said, enter to worship as you come through the door on the outside of the door. And it said, depart to serve. And then I went into another church where as you went out the door, it said above the door, and we may do that sometime, it said, you're now entering the mission field. But, like Brother Steve told about Chris, Brother Chris Hazlip, listen, there's a mission field on the inside anymore. Amen. There are people that are lost everywhere we go. And God wants us, beloved, to worship Him. I believe it's pleasing to Him. Could it be tonight that there would be more blessing the Lord if there were more servants of the Lord? Listen, God don't want us to serve ourselves. God don't want us to serve sin. God wants us to serve Him. And God wants us to serve others. Amen. In 1 Chronicles chapter 9, the Bible said, these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. They were dedicated to the work of the Lord. One of the things that they had to do, turn with me to Leviticus tonight, chapter number 6. Leviticus chapter number 6 tonight. I'm gonna show you a couple verses of scripture here, and I think this is important. And the Lord spoke to my heart as I was preparing about what happened Sunday night in the message as well. In chapter number 6 of Leviticus, let's begin reading tonight in verse number 8. These were too many to write down, so I just want to turn there and read it. Leviticus chapter 6 and verse number 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. You remember in another place, it's left me right now. Oh, goodness. There was two sons. Was it Phinehas? Anyway, there was two sons that brought strange fire to the altar of God, and they died. But listen, the altar was to have the fire burning in it, and it was to be continual. Listen to what the Word of God said. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Let me tell you something tonight. Listen, 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 listen. I heard a song years ago. It said this. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. I believe one of the reasons a lot of God's people have gotten cold in this pandemic, amen, and they've gotten away from God and fellowshipping with God, it's because that fire in their heart is dimmed way down from what it used to be, amen. And the Word of God said here, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The peace offerings, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. I'll tell you tonight, when God saved me, he lit a fire in my heart and in my life. Amen. And I'll tell you this tonight, I'll be honest with you, it is a constant battle, beloved, to keep that fire burning, to keep that thing glowing, amen, that love for God, that love for sinners, that love for missions, that love for the church. I'm telling you, beloved, if we're not careful, listen, the cares of this life will choke out that fire, amen, and God wants us to, beloved, to worship Him and to praise Him. And so part of this tonight, in worship that's unseen, is keep that fire burning. And then they had to stay there at night. The Word of God teaches us to guard the holy things. Even in that day, there were thieves. Do you know much that was in the temple was gold, amen, and silver. And there, and a lot of it, beloved, was overlaid with gold. And beloved, listen, somebody had to stay. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with us? The Word of God said, keep your heart with all diligence. We got to guard it, amen, because we have an adversary, the devil, that walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'm concerned as well about these children, because I'll tell you, when you leave a void, old Slewfoot will fill it. Say amen. I promise you he will. He'll fill it, amen, in the hearts and lives of our children and our young people. And so we want to, beloved, get them back just as quickly as we can. We need to guard the holy things. And then, as they were there that night, they would make intercession for others. Listen what the Bible said. Turn with me to Peter, please. 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm sorry. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Turn there with me for just a moment. Let me read a couple of verses of Scripture. You see, beloved, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, they were not the only ones that were priests. When Jesus came along, our great high priest, the Word of God leaves you and I, beloved, with a priesthood. The veil in the temple was rent in twain when Jesus died on Calvary from top to bottom. No longer, beloved, do you have to have that high priest going in just once a year. But now God's people are welcome into His presence. Listen to what it said in verse 5. It said, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up, what's that say? Spiritual sacrifices. Let me just say this tonight. I believe this. What was going on there in Leviticus, let me wrap it up for you in a four-letter word. It was work. Listen, sometimes we say, well, they burnt the offering. Beloved, listen, it was work. Amen. The blood, you remember, the blood had to be left out yonder. Amen. The blood was not to be there. But listen, on the altar. But listen, it was not to be partaken of, but it was to be consumed. And so you had a mess. I'm telling you, it was a mess, amen, offering those sacrifices and the work that they had to do. And I'll tell you something about worship. It's work, too. That's why the flesh don't want anything to do with it, amen. I'm telling you, we have raised a generation of lazy people, amen. There's a young man that come by my house, and my son was there the first time he come by, rode his bicycle up there. And the young man's he's probably in his late 20s, a little bit slow. And we befriended him, and he came back today. And I told my wife today, my wife and I were picking up rocks out of the garden when we got married. I promised her rocks as big as diamonds. I've been trying to live up to it ever since. Amen. And I'm telling you, that we don't have no taters yet, but it's growing rocks. I promise you, every time you rake in it, there's another one comes up. Amen. And so This young man came by today. You know what he did? He picked up one rock. And he went over and sat down in a chair for an hour and a half while my wife and I said, honey, that young man had an opportunity to show me something today. Listen to me. Listen to me. We've raised a generation of lazy people. I'm talking about, beloved, listen, they're lazy. It's not just him. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I'm telling you, it would surprise us in our own home sometimes. How many, beloved, listen, never ironed a shirt, never ironed a pair of pants. You say, Pastor, you do it? No, I'm married. But I do mow the grass and wash the vehicles and a lot of other things. Amen. My wife takes care of that, and I thank God. If you was married to a cook like that, would you want to cook? No way. Amen. But I'm telling you, we've raised a generation of lazy, lazy people. And this was not about being lazy. This was work. Blessing God. There's a worship that is unseen by others that I think is pictured here in what's going on at night. And the Word of God said in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praises. Every time you see this sacrifice, the word praise comes up. God wants His people to praise Him. What in the world do you think we're going to be doing in heaven? Amen. Listen, when we step off on heaven's bright shore, we're going to light into the song of the redeemed. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to redeem us to God by His own precious blood. You can take your mask to heaven, Brother Larry. I'm going to put it on you and muzzle you while I sing one. Amen. Lift up Jesus. We're going to lift Him up like we've never lifted Him up. So you say, Pastor, what's going on now? We ought to be practicing on the journey. Amen. He's worthy tonight of our praise. So there's a worship. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. I believe with all my heart. Listen, some are missing because the fires, the embers are really down low. Some are missing because there ain't never been no fire to start with. You say, Pastor, that's strong language. That's just the truth. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I sat on a church pew for 6.5 years, and the devil don't care if you sit on a church pew. The devil don't care, beloved, if you know the Word of God. The devil just don't want you to know the God of the Word. He just don't want you to be born again. Thank God for the new birth. So there's our blessing, God. There's a worship that's unseen. But then there's a worship that is seen, a worship that is unashamed in the presence of others. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, look what the Word of God said. Let's go back over there to Psalm 134 for just a moment. I appreciate the Bible, don't you? The Word of God is teaching us here, beloved, in Psalm 134. Let's look at verse 2 together for just a moment. Psalm 134, verse number 2. It said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. You say, oh, Pastor, God knows my heart. Yes, He does. But in this verse of Scripture right here, it said He's looking for some hands too. You say, Pastor, I don't know what you mean. Listen to me carefully. I believe there ought to come a time in our... Listen. I know everybody's cut out different. I know some people are quiet. But I sat there this afternoon as I studied and as I read, and I wondered how many are quiet when their grandson hits a home run. Hallelujah! How many are quiet, beloved, listen, when their team scores, amen? How many are quiet, amen, out there in this world that we live in, that listen, that there's a lot of them out there that they don't care to praise their team or praise their children or praise their grandchildren. I'm not against that either. I sat and watched my girls play basketball for 4 years through high school, and my wife most of the time wanted to disown me, amen? Because I was always either upset with the referee or the coach. It had to be somebody's fault besides my girls. Say amen. Because they're perfect. They're just like their papaw and their daddy. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, it's all right to get excited out there. The Bible said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. I believe it's all right. But I believe it's all right to be thrilled in the house of God. I believe it's all right to be thrilled in the woods. I believe it's all right to be thrilled at the house. I believe it's all right to be thrilled at the shop. I had that song going up there at the shop. I just hit repeat. God's Word will stand. I shouted for a solid hour, amen, because thank God we might get down, but His Word will never go down. It'll stand against the raging tide. Those that criticize, take their evil stand. God's Word will stand. Thank God tonight. Listen, there's a worship. They're unashamed. They're lifting up their hands. Y'all can remember. I'm just going to say something tonight. I'm not being critical, but I've listened to some tapes. I haven't listened to any recently. Brother Steve, you gave me a bunch of them. But Brother Jack, he didn't have to amen himself. Now, every once in a while, he would, amen, wouldn't he? I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, it's not just our church. I went with the Rock of Ages now, it'd be 18 years ago. I'm telling you, I've been in some of their conferences, Miss Eve, for the last 25 years. Everywhere we go, God's worship and God's praise is dwindling down. I know we're getting older, and I know we got pains in places we didn't know we had places. But I'm telling you, God's still on the throne. He's still worthy of our praise. And when a lost man comes through that door, he ought to know there's something different about this outfit. Amen. I believe tonight there is a worship that's private. But I believe there's a worship where we're unashamed. The Bible said, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I would to God. I've said something about this before. I would to God. Listen, there's nothing wrong with having a schedule. But there's also nothing wrong with giving it to the Holy Ghost. I would to God that somebody come in and say, Pastor, I got a song on my heart. You care if I sing? When Sister Theresa went to that piano the other day, choked up, and couldn't even hardly get the words out. You say, Pastor, why would you want some? I like it! Amen. I'm telling you, we don't have to schedule him out. Somebody be able to stand and say, I got a word on my heart. When's the last time somebody stood and said, I got a verse of Scripture on my heart. I've been studying it. I've been praying over it. And God wants us to know and read a verse of Scripture. Or better than that, memorize it. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, I believe God is looking for people. He's not ashamed of us. He's looking for a people that's not ashamed of Him. Amen. There's our blessing God. What it is tonight, there's a worship that's unseen, but there's a worship that's seen. Our gratitude, our love. Beloved, listen, our obedience, our prayers, our praise in the house of the Lord, in the sanctuary. I was sitting in a tree stand. This has been years ago. And I was in a good place. I was right in the edge of a laurel thicket up on High Knob. I was pastoring the Hurricane Baptist Church at the time. It was about 9:30, and I had this little New Testament that I carried with me. And I got to reading that thing. There's two memories that I have on High Knob that I'll never forget. One of them, I was laying down beside of a log. You say, Pastor, what was you doing laying there? Well, I was resting, and I was reading, and I was waiting to see if a turkey would gobble. You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. No, no. I sat in the woods this morning reading the Word of God. Amen. It's good. I don't have to have the woods to worship, but the woods ain't going to keep me from worshiping. Amen. I was laying beside that log, and I read the verse, Brother Steve, an unchangeable priesthood in the book of Hebrews. Even at that time, I was probably 30, 31 years old at the time. Even at that time, my heart was burdened by the changes that we're seeing in society. Who would have ever thought? I said, who would have ever thought we'd be seeing what we're seeing today? My pastor's daddy went with him to the Atlanta airport. Now, you understand what's going on here now was going on in California 25 years ago, was going on in Atlanta 20 years ago. I've always said it might be in the big city now, but it's coming home. Our communities eat up with it now. Sodomy, drunkenness, drugs, stealing. My wife's talking about growing a garden. I said, darling, you'll have to sit at the end of it with shotgun guarded. They'll let you grow it, and then they'll come pick it while you're sleeping. They might put out a note and ask you to pick it and leave it in the basket for them. Sick, what's going on in our country? And I was burdened, Brother Steve. Boy, I read them two words, an unchangeable priesthood. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. God gave me a message, and God comforted my heart laying there alongside of an old big log. And I'll tell you another time, beloved, it was about 9:30 in the morning. You deer hunt, Brother Larry? You ever deer hunt? Well, one of these days you'll get saved, start deer hunting, brother. Amen. No, I'm just kidding, Brother Larry. Your son deer hunts, Brother Rose. I know he does. Brother Rick's talked to me about it before. And I was up there and I had that New Testament out. And I'm being honest. I forgot where I was at. And I forgot what I was doing. Brother Ralph, you've deer hunted in the past. I know you have. And you want to try to be quiet, don't you? Well, Brother Ralph, what would it sound like in the woods at 9:30 in the morning? I'm talking about a good cold morning in rifle season. All you got to do is see him and he's in trouble, amen? And somebody holler, well, glory! That's exactly what happened. I just put that testament back in my pocket, folded everything up, and climbed down, went on back to the house, amen? And I tell you what, I had some glory in my soul because of something God showed me in this book. Amen. Years ago, you may have heard the story. Brother Bob Steele, somewhere or another, he'd laid his mic down in the seat of the car, and it got cued, you know, that little button on the side of it. And I reckon it was a morning that he just got to pull off somewhere and was praying and preaching and praying, amen. And I reckon they had to run him down and tell him to uncue the mic. I mean, he was preaching to the whole outfit, amen, praising God. My boy walked up on me one time, and I didn't know he was there. It was in that very building I was telling you about. And he said, Dad, he said, I couldn't come in. He said, I wouldn't have interrupted that for nothing in the world. I didn't know anybody was listening, but I know this, he's listening when we're praising him. Blessing him. He's a blessing us. The word of God said down here in verse number 3, the Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. I told Sister Kim today, I said, Brother Brian and Jesus are both blessing me again. I went back. I must have got a new phone somewhere back there. I guess about the start of or the end of 2019 or something. But I got to find a way. I just went through some of them today, the text that went back and forth between my brother and myself. And I'm telling you, it's a scroll. I mean, we just had a time. And I'd like to find some way to preserve them. You know what I mean? We wouldn't just be gone one day. But one of the things that I read today, I think I may have read that particular text to you one Wednesday night. But he said, Pastor, either way, I win. I say, hallelujah. Either way, I win. They're giving out pins and... It's got a, Brother Grizzle, I hope you can get one. They're giving out pins in honor of Brian over there. And it's got a yellow bow tie, I think, with, was it blue that he wore with the yellow or purple? Was it blue, yellow, and blue? But it's got the four words. I don't know if I can remember them. They're all P's. It was, preparation. You remember any of them, Missy? But it's got the words, the four words that Brother Brian used around it. Planning was one of them. Preparation, performance maybe was one of them. But it just blesses me to know that somebody left a mark in this world. Amen. And that folk don't want to forget it. That ought to be, listen, the desire of our heart. We may not leave a mark, Brother Kenny, in all of the college, and all the faculty and the students when they not get to leave a mark like that. But you can leave a mark in one Rebecca. It'd be worth it all. Just leave a mark, amen. That stamp says Jesus, amen. Leave a mark. Somebody's lying. The Word of God said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. You know where your blessing comes from? It comes from Him. Romans 8 said he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many's had something good to eat today? How many's had a good warm place to lay down that didn't rain on your bed? I'm telling you, beloved, we are blessed. We got friends. We got loved ones. We've got a home in heaven. We're blessed. We're blessed spiritually, but we're blessed materially as well. 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things, now watch this, I didn't catch this, that pertain to life and godliness. God's not just interested in your spiritual well-being. That's why he said, consider the lilies of the field. He said, you don't need to worry about clothes. You don't need to worry about something to eat. I'll take care of you. I'm taking care of the birds of the air and the lily in the field. I'll close with this tonight. I'll read it. You say, Pastor, why don't you sing it? I want you to stay while I read it. Come. It's a beautiful song. Come, thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger. Do you remember that? Wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed then in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry. Take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless days. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Listen to these last lines. You may not say amen. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. They're going up to Jerusalem to worship. God's a blessing them, but they're determined that it ain't going to be a one-way street. That there are going to be blessings coming down. There's going to be blessings going back up. We raised our children, and we never made a big fuss about Santa Claus. You'll notice in the pulpit, I don't do that either. I believe that's something that every mom and dad's going to have to find their way on theirself, and they're responsible. The father will be responsible. We never did make a big deal out of Santa Claus, and we never did tell the kids there was no such thing. But when they got something under the tree, we never did lie. It said on the package who it was from. Now, wait a minute. You say, Pastor, I don't know what that's got to do with anything. My wife will tell you, we didn't teach them this. It didn't matter what they opened. they would open it and look at it. And before they opened anything else, they would come and give Miss Eve and I a hug and say thank you. Didn't matter if it was a pair of socks. Now, when I was a kid, it mattered to me. The socks went like that and everything, you know. There's something in there I'm looking for. But I wonder if that left such a mark in my heart, Brother Preston, with some natural youngins that God gave me. What kind of mark does it leave in God's heart? When God's people stop to say thank you. We're living in a generation where I believe that many, many, many meals are consumed by Christians and not a word of thanks is given. Am I right or am I wrong? Fella got saved years ago, Brother Wayne, and he and his wife, they were serious about the things of God. They'd ask a blessing. They was raising a boy. They went to Dollywood. They sat down there at one of them barbecue shacks and sat down under one of them little shelters at the picnic table. There's lots of people all around. They were new Christians. They hadn't been saved 6 months. God had saved them out of drugs and alcohol. And this man, he went by the name of Doc. Doc come back to the church and he said, we just looked at each other and grabbed our sandwich and started eating. He said, here come a family, sat right across the table, sat right down in front of us, Brother Steve. Said they put their hands up on the table and held hands. He said, I tell you, I told my wife never, never, ever again. But I'm talking about lots of folks, they're not new believers. They're a lot older than 6 months old. And they never stopped to thank God. Never stop to bless Him for His blessings that He's given to them. I'm just glad you come tonight. I'm glad we still have an open door. Let's walk through it while it's open. Amen. I'm glad we still have an open door in the community. We have to be careful right now. We can't go knock on doors right now the way we used to. But that time will come, God willing, soon. Soon, that time will come. And I'm looking forward to it. Let me say this to you. Brother Steve, you've heard Brother Joe preach, haven't you? He pastors a church in Jonesboro, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. This is what he said Monday night in that meeting in North Carolina. He said, I thought we've got it made. Listen. He said, we've built the church, and God's filled it up. We've worked. This is what he said, Brother Preston. He told the church, now we get to start all over. You say, Pastor, why did you tell us that? It's not just us. Everywhere you go. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm being as honest as I know how to be. We've gotten along so much better than many churches have. I'm not fussing, not at all. I'm just telling you, let's keep lifting up holy hands. Let's keep praising Him. That's a magnet, amen. And I believe with all of my heart, God will make much of the church that makes much of Him. I believe that. Father, thank you tonight for our people, for their attendance tonight, and Lord, for the Word of God. Lord, I pray you'd find a lodging place in our hearts tonight. Lord, I'm well aware the flesh is weak. Lord, we're prone. I wonder sometimes when they were talking to the Levites and those that were working in the temple, I wonder, Lord, if it wasn't hard sometimes to stay awake all night, keep that fire burning, keep that altar going. God, I know tonight that our flesh is weak. But Lord, I know the Spirit indeed is willing. Help us, Lord, to yield to Him that loves us, loved us, loves us, and will forever love us. Help us to yield to Him. In Thy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.